Hello and welcome to the fourth and final part in this four-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. In this video, we're going to roll up our sleeves and use the File Picker API. We'll show you how to data bind to properties of a file, and we'll show you how to preserve access to a file for later use using the Storage Application Permissions class. Let's get started. Step 1. Use a File Picker to get an image file. To get started, in our Solution Explorer, go ahead and select our photopage.xaml file and double-click it to open it. And let's zoom this in a little bit so we can see some of these controls. And select the Get Photo button. And with the Get Photo button selected, in the Properties window, change to the Events tab to see a list of events, and you'll see the click event. And let's call this Get Photo Button Click and hit Enter. Visual Studio generate our little event handler. And I'll zoom the IDE under 40%, and we'll go to full screen. And since we're going to be using some of the async file I/O, we need to make sure to mark our method as asynchronous by using the async keyword there. Now, when a user clicks the Get Photo button, we're going to open a file picker to let that user select a picture from their pictures library. When they pick a file, it's set as the source image and the data context on the page. First thing I'll do is just copy and paste a comment, and that's because file picker APIs don't work if the app is in a snap state. So the first set of code we're going to do is actually check if the app is in a snap state or try and unsnap. So we'll add an if statement here, search under Windows UI namespace. You're searching for the View Management Application View. And what we'll do is be checking if the value of this is set to snapped. And you'll see we have an enum here. Select this and we'll select the snap state. Now we're also going to have an or here. And that's because we want to also see if the Windows.UI.ViewManagement application view. And we're going to call try unsnap to see if we can try and unsnap it equals true. So let's go ahead and just format this a little better to make it easier to read. So within here, what we're doing is searching for the value and see if we're in the snap state. If we're not, we're going to execute. We're also, if we are, we'll also try and unsnap. So let's assume we're not snapped. And let's get a reference to a file open picker. And I'm going to type file open picker and hit control dot. And you'll see Visual Studio asked me to add the using statement for windows.storage.pickers. And I'll go ahead and select that. And let's name our file open picker open picker. And I'll just say new file open picker. Next, we want to set some of our properties on our open picker. First, let's set the open picker suggested start location. And we'll set this to from the location ID. And we see a number of folders here. We want to set it to the pictures library. And since we're looking at pictures, we want to make sure that the view mode is set to see the thumbnails for those images. So choose picker view mode dot thumbnail. And let's scroll this up. And let's add a couple of filters. And I'll add a quick comment here, filter to include a sample subset of file types. And under our file type filter, let's make sure to clear first. And let's add some file extensions to our open picker. So we'll say file type filter. And this is a collection, so we're going to be adding these. And the first one we'll add is a bitmap.bmp. Let's go ahead and just copy-paste this. Our next one will be a PNG. JPEG. And another formatted JPEG. And as you can imagine, what this will do is set our open picker to only show the file types with these extensions. Now let's actually open our file picker. And the result of our file picker will be a storage file. And we're going to hit Control Dot. And Visual Studio will tell us we're going to go ahead and be adding a Windows.storage namespace for a storage file. And we'll just call our storage file file. And here's where we actually display it. We're going to use the await keyword and call open picker. And we have two methods here. Pick single file async for a single file, or multiple files async if we want to select multiple files. For our demo, we're just going to be selecting a single file, so go ahead and click that. When the user picks a file, pick single file async returns a storage file object that represents the picked file. Now before we handle that, let's make sure the file isn't null. The file can be null if the user cancels the file picker. So say if file isn't null, let's open a stream for the selected file. And I'm just going to scroll up here. And to do that, we're going to call the file.openAsync method with a file access mode of read. And what that's going to return to us is an iRandomAccess stream. So let's call iRandomAccessStream. And I'll hit Control Dot. And you'll see Visual Studio again adds the namespace option for us. So go ahead and select using Windows.storage.streams. And we'll call this FileStream. We'll use the await keyword and call file.openAsync with the file access mode of read. Now that we have a reference to the contents of our image, what we're going to do is process the image stream to create a bitmap image and set the bitmap as the source of the image control in the UI. So we'll be using a bitmap image, and I'll hit Control Dot again. And you'll notice we're within the windows.ui.xaml.media.imaging namespace. I'll go ahead and add that. Let's call this bitmap image. We'll say equals new bitmap image. Now what we're going to do is in our bitmap image is set the source. And the source is going to be that file stream. Now back in our photopage.xaml, we called our image display image, and it had a source property, and we'll go ahead and set that to bitmap image. And one more thing we're going to do here is set the data context for the photopage.xaml, and we're going to set that to our file. By setting the data context of the page, we can now bind the UI elements to the text blocks that we've added previously. So now let's go ahead and just test this. I'm going to click F5 or just run here. Our application loads, right-click, select Pictures, and what we want to do is see that file picker, so select Get Photo. Now notice we're in our Pictures library. We do see an image here. With it selected, go ahead and click Open, and we'll see that our image automatically loaded within our page based on the result from the file picker. Step 2, bind UI controls to file data. In our Hello World project, select the photopage.xaml file, and go ahead and double-click it, and double-click the photopage.xaml as well. The first thing we want to do is in photopage.xaml.cs is show the code that we had within our button click event. So what we're going to do is scroll down. In our get photo button click event, we use our file open picker, and one of the key things we did was set the data context for the photopage.xaml equal to the file. The data context property lets you set the default binding for an entire UI element, including all of its child elements. Here what we're doing is setting the selected storage file in the file open picker as the data context for the entire photo page. Now let's set up the data binding. On the photo page, let's go ahead and just zoom in to 100%, and we'll see that we have a couple different properties that we want to data bind to. These three text blocks representing file name, path, and date created. We also, over here, have this large text block, and what we're going to do is data bind to the display name. So let's make sure we have that text block selected, and under our properties window, we'll set up our data binding. Make sure we have the properties, not the event, selected, and let's type in the text scroll our window to the top, and click on the property marker and select Create Data Binding to open up the Create Data Binding dialog. And the first thing we're going to do is select in the binding type is going to be the data context. And the path will be the display name property of the file. Let's click OK. Now we're going to repeat these steps for all the different text blocks and create data binding for them. So select the first text block in the file name, hit the property marker, and just like we did before, click Create Data Binding. And in the data binding dialog box, let's make sure our data context is set here. And remember, we can ignore that data context is not set because we're actually setting it programmatically with that file open picker. For the path, we're just going to set the path to the file's name. Go ahead and click OK. Now select this text block, and we're going to do exactly the same thing. Click the property marker, select Create Data Binding. And like we did before, binding type, data context. And this time the path is going to represent the file's path. So the file has a property also named path that might be a little confusing, but that's the location where the file is stored. Go ahead and click OK. And select the text block underneath date created. And like we did before, click the property marker, select create data binding. And in the data binding dialog window, select data context. And this time for the path, what we're going to say is date created. And then it'll display the date created for that file. Go ahead and click OK. Now when photo page first loads, the data context is going to be null. What's going to happen is the binding is going to fail silently and no text is going to be displayed for these text blocks that have been data bound using that data context. And let's see this in action by clicking F5. Let's right click here, select pictures, and you'll see that nothing's shown. Let's click get photo, select a photo, click open. We see the display name. We see the file name, the full path, and the date created. Step 3, save and load state. In Solution Explorer, go ahead and select the photopage.xaml.cs file and double click it to open it. And I'm just going to zoom our view to 140% and go full screen. And at the top of our file here, we're going to add a field. There's going to be a string to represent our MRU token. In our app, when a user picks a file, we're going to add it to the most recently used list. When you add a file to this list, the most recently used list returns a token that you can use to retrieve the file later. And we'll be saving this token in the PageState dictionary, and we'll use it to retrieve the current image file when we restore the PageState later. Now let's scroll down to our photo button click event. We're in get photo button click, and we're within the if file equals null. Go ahead and just add a line break. We're going to add some code here. And at this point, we actually have a file that the users picked. And what we want to do is add, and I'll add a quick comment to say what we're going to do. That's to add the picked file to the most recently used list. To do that, we're going to get a token returned, and we're going to use a class storage application permissions. Storage application permissions, hit control dot, and you'll see Visual Studio will go ahead and just add the namespace for us using windows.storage.accesscache. So go ahead and add that. And under storage application permissions, we see our most recently used list, and we can call the add method, and that's looking for a storage file. We'll pass in our file, and notice here it also returns a string, and that's that token. Now that we've saved that file to the most recently used list, and we have our token, what we want to do is jump back up to our save state method to save that value. And what we're going to do is just do a quick check here. Make sure that we're saving something that actually exists. String dot is null or empty. And let's save to our page state. And the key for this will be MRU token. And we'll set it to our string value. Now that we've saved the value, we need to load it. The first thing we're going to do is add the async keyword to our load state method. First thing we want to do is validate our page state. Make sure that it's not null. We also want to make sure the page state, and we're going to use the contains key to make sure that MRU token is there. Next, let's just try and read this value in. We'll set it a null. And we'll call if page state. We're going to try and get the value. MRU token. Now, if we can try and get the value, we do want to check that value and make sure it's not null. We're going to set our MRU token variable that we declared at the top of our file. And we'll just use value toString to get the string value. What I'm going to do is just copy paste a comment here. And what we're going to do is open our file via the token that we stored in our last step. We're going to get a storage file back. And I'm going to name that file. And I'm going to use the await keyword here. So this is going to be async call to the storage application permissions dot most recently used list. We're going to be using the get file async. And we're going to use the MRU token, the most recently used token that we saved from our last step. Now that we have our file, we're going to do the same thing we did with the file in our get photo button click event by using the display image, setting the source, and setting the data context for our page. Now I'm going to do something a little different from the tutorial. I'm going to go to our get photo button click method, and you'll see where we have if file equals null. Go ahead and select this, all of this code. And since we're going to reuse the same code in the load state, as well as within this button click event, I'm going to select refactor and extract method. And what this is going to do is give me a dialog box to name this method, and I'll just call it display and bind data, and click OK. And what Visual Studio has done is built a method that takes a file and does the same data binding as before, setting the display image and setting the data context. If we go up back to our file open, we'll see that we're just calling the display and bind data and passing in a file. And I'm going to go ahead and just copy this code because it's going to be the exact same thing we do in the load state method. So in our load state, we have a file. We call the display and bind data, pass in that file. Now that we're saving and loading the state, let's go ahead and run our app. We'll right click, select pictures, and we see our get photo button. Go ahead and click it, select an image, click open, and we'll see our licorice image. Now, as you may remember from part 2, manage app lifecycle and state, switch back to Visual Studio, and you'll see this dialog box. Let's go ahead and select suspend and shut down. And we'll run our application again. It should reload our page, and this time our load state is loading our image and all the image metadata. And instead of us having to go into the file open picker and select the image is automatically reloaded using that most recently used token. Congratulations, you've completed the fourth tutorial. You learned how to call the File Picker API, how to data bind to properties of a file, and how to preserve access to a file using the Storage Application Permissions class.